now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I am Pastor Roland. This is a very special program. Those of you who are listening in the Southern California area, the Inland Empire, Los Angeles, San Bernardino, Palm Desert, and thereabouts, and also those of you who are listening in anywhere around the world, because we have the programs archived where you can listen to them 24/7 to the archives of this program. Welcome. This is a very special program. First of all, I want to tell you about a new website that I have, which I think you're going to like. And it is called Christian After Dark. That's right, Christian After Dark. You've heard of Playboy After Dark? Well, this is Christian After Dark. Now, what is the nature of this website? Well, I'll tell you. First of all, I want to tell you that it looks really cool. It's basically all dark, you know, like black, with beautiful night scenes, especially scenes from downtown at night. And I've got some great content on it. And I'll tell you how to go there very soon. But first, I want to tell you what it's for. Christian After Dark. You see, ladies and gentlemen, there are many people in this world who are suffering from worries, doubts, fears, anxieties, discouragement, and so on and so forth. And if you look at worries, doubts, and fears, if you look at them very carefully, you will see that they are actually a psychic thing. Yes, they do become emotion. They become emotion too, but they're more psychic than anything else. And when I say psychic, I mean of the mind and of the soul. You see, it's one thing to have fear, but it's another thing to have anxiety. It's one thing to have some task that has to be done. It's another thing to worry. See? And then, of course, there are doubts. Worries, doubts, and fears. They plague us all. Now, there are a lot of people who are up at night. They work the night shift, or they can't sleep, or they just like the night time. When I was a young guy, you know, like when I was in college and after college, when I was in my 20s and 30s, I actually preferred the night time. Not anymore now. Now that I'm a distinguished senior citizen. Well, I get up early in the morning, and I enjoy the early morning and all of the day, and then I go to bed at a very reasonable time, like 9:30, 10 o'clock. But back when I was in high school, in college, and when I was in my 20s, I like to be up at night. I love to be around at night. And I remember when I was in Chicago for a while, I was working for a large corporation there. I used to love to go driving at night. I would drive around downtown Chicago, listen to the radio, you know, drink a little coffee, look at the tall skyscrapers with the lights on. I loved it. I loved the night. But there are many people who are awake at night, or they go to sleep, then they wake up during the night. They can't sleep. They have worries, doubts, and fears. Worries, doubts, and fears. Well, that's what this new website that I have is designed to help people with, because I have some wonderful resources for worries, doubts, and fears. I have a very nice meditation. It's a Christian mindfulness meditation that helps people to get out of worries, out of doubts, and out of fears. And I also have some writings and some books that are very, very helpful. And so, I made a website called Christian After Dark. I'll be right back after this announcement. Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Roland. Good old Pastor Roland, here I am to help you. I hope that you're listening in carefully. Because you see, worries, doubts, and fears are what plague humanity. But they ought not to. They ought not to plague us. And then, of course, there are self-doubts. See? And then, of course, there is resentment, which becomes what? Bitterness, unhappiness, and so on. See? And all of these worries, doubts, and fears, and resentments, and so on, they lead to physical effects. You know, if you get really angry and upset about something, well, you get a tummy ache. If you're full of worries and doubts and fears, then what? You might get a tummy ache too. Might even get an ulcer or a headache. See? That sort of thing. So, it's not good to have worries, doubts, and fears. So, may I offer you this website to help you? Now look, I've been on the air for over 20 years. I am a Christian, but I have, you could call it common sense Christianity. Now, other people have used that term, so I can't use it. It would be a nice term to use, but let's just call it down-to-earth Christianity. But in its down-to-earthness, in its commonsensicalness, see, it has also a profound wisdom. A profound wisdom. Look, how many of you had a really good grandpa or grandma, or someone that was older that had understanding? When you were a little kid, your parents were getting all upset about something and angry about something and uptight about something, and grandpa was there, you know, and your parents were maybe getting ready to yell at you or give you a hard time, and grandpa would say, "Oh, it's okay, it's okay. Young people, that's the way young people are." Grandpa would smooth the water. Understanding, he looked at you with compassion. He looked at you with love, which then he didn't have to say anything. Nothing had to be said. He had understanding, and you loved the fact that it existed. You loved the fact that understanding existed and smoothed the waters. See, it doesn't have to be a grandpa. It'd be nice if it was father. See? But it could be anybody. The point I'm making is that that is what you need. You need understanding. But you don't have it. Why not? Because you're lost in worries, doubts, and fears. Remember, was it the Wizard of Oz? It was lions and tigers and bears. Oh my, lions and tigers and bears. Lions and tigers and bears. Remember that? Well, worries, doubts, and fears. Oh my. See, you're lost in them. You get pulled into them. So you need to learn how to get out of them. See, faith. See, let me make it, put it to you very simply. What you need is God. That's right. But you need, but not just God where you just say make some affirmations, or where you read about him or study him or something like that. It can't be just an intellectual thing, and it can't be just an emotional thing, you know, where you make affirmations and try to get up a drum up emotion and sing and wave your hands up in the air and all that kind of stuff. It has to be deeper than that. See? It has to be deeper. So I say that God, see, that you're not going to find God in your thinking. He's not to be found in thinking. He's not to be found in imagination. If you want to know what's to be found in imagination, it's the other guy, the guy with the horns. The guy with the horns is the one that comes to you in your imagination. See, and says negative things. And takes advantage of your faithlessness. And pray, see, and feed your worries, doubts, and fears. So you need to get out of your imagination, out of your thinking, out of your worries. See? Stand back, and then you will find the light of truth. The light of truth will shine. You'll see that the worries are just worries. The doubts are just doubts. The imagination is just imagination. It's just like a bad movie. It's like waking up from a nightmare. You're in a nightmare and you're screaming. You wake up and you see that it was only a nightmare. That's what you need to wake up, stand back, wake up, get out of your worries, doubts, and fears, out of your imagination. Okay? So that's what my website is for. Christian After Dark. That's what it's for. Because there I have the most marveling of all, the meditation. The marvelous meditation, which literally teaches you how to get out of worries, doubts, and fear. See, now what you do is you try to struggle with them. Or you try to repress them. Or you try to talk to yourself positively, give yourself positive, you know, suggestions and so forth. But it's just more suggestions, more lies, more emotions. See, it's not strong enough. It's not powerful enough. It's not the real thing. You need the real thing. You need God's light of truth to shine upon all of this. See, it's like if you have a dirty old towel, a dirty, dirty old towel. It's all musty. You threw it on the bathroom, left it laying on the floor, all crumpled up in a ball for a day or two, and then you pick it up and it's all musty. You take it outside and put it in the bright sunshine for a few hours, and it becomes all fresh. The light of the sun, the warmth and the light of the sun, and that's what you need, the warmth and the light from God. Now, these are not just idle words. These are, I'm telling you the truth. See? And so therefore, it would behoove you to possibly get the meditation. And when you go there, there'll be other nice things. Other free resources that we have. See, I have many blogs. I have a blog about being upset. I have a blog about how to cope with anxiety. I have a blog about how not to get angry. See, I have a blog about relationships, how to improve communication and not resent your husband and wife and so on. I have a blog about parenting. See, I have all these wonderful blogs. That's what you need. You go to Christian After Dark. You click on meditation. There it is. You can listen to it for free. Maybe practice it. You can look in the right sidebar. And there you'll see different blogs. You find the one that you're interested in, the one on marriage or on relationships, or the one on anger, or the one about anxiety, or how not to get upset all the time, the one on stress. And you click on it, go there, you'll see some different blogs, different articles, different posts. You can read a lot of good resources. Okay? Christian After Dark. How do you go there? You go there by going to christianafterdark.blogspot.com. Christian After Dark, it's all one word, no spaces or anything, no dashes, christianafterdark.blogspot.com. christianafterdark.blogspot.com, and begin to solve your problems. I shall be right back. This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTRUJILLO. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Now I'd like to talk just a little bit to the folks that are in Southern California, because I need some help. I think I've been on KCAA radio now for 3 or 4 years, and this response has not been there. It just hasn't been there. And it's very troubling, because I always wanted to be on the radio in Southern California. I feel there's a need in Southern California. I feel there's people that need my help. And I know that there are people who listen in to me for sometimes for years before they finally respond. There's various reasons why it's that way. First of all, most people who listen to the radio don't actually respond. Another reason is a lot of people have been hurt and disappointed by people who claim to be religious or claim to be Christian, see, or claim to know what they're doing, and people have been fooled or betrayed by those people. And you have no idea. See, you have no idea how deep the, I guess I could use the word hurt, is when a person is betrayed in such a manner. Because, you see, religion is a very, very delicate thing. It's the relationship between a soul and its maker. And it's a wonderful thing when a person, as time goes by, gradually begins to yearn for truth and yearn for God, or just yearn for truth, or just yearn for something beyond the trenches, something beyond the sewer pipe in the shallowness of the world that they live in, some yearning for something they don't even know what. See, they don't know that it's their soul silently yearning for the Father that they've never known. See, now sometimes it takes a long time. You know, when you're a young person, well, what? You go to school, you go to work, you go to college, you get married, you have a career, you do sports, you do a lot of things. See, you have a family. But as years go by, you more and more begin to yearn for something else. Then maybe in the second half of life, then, you begin, your yearning, see, becomes more sincere. And then you begin to, your cry, the cry of your soul is answered by God, you see. But getting back to Southern California, I feel there's a need there, there's a hunger there. And so I'm here, but the thing is, I'm not getting any support. Now let me just fill you in on who I am. I am a pastor, but I don't have a church. So, basically what I have is a computer and a microphone, and that's what I have. And I work from my little home office. I don't have a church, I don't have a building, I don't have a big office, I don't have anything. And so I don't get a salary, I don't get anything. This is all a labor of love, and I buy the airtime myself. I actually buy the airtime from the station. So I have to pay for the internet service, I have to pay for the phone, buy the airtime from the station, have to pay for everything myself, okay? I don't get a salary, not even a penny. I don't earn anything. So, a few people go to LivePerson and get counseling there. Not very much. Few people. Occasionally somebody will send $5 or $2 or something. But as you can see, I need some help. And I know there are people in Southern California who could help me, who have the money that they could help me. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. So, yes, I was saying that I need some help. I really do need some help. Think how wonderful it would be if somebody helped me to stay on the air. You'd be doing something good. And every penny that you gave me would go toward paying for the air time and the internet time so that I could continue to help people. That'd be a very wonderful thing. So please consider whether you might be able to help me. If you can... Well, all you need to do is go to my main website, which is talktoapastor.blogspot.com. talktoapastoronline.blogspot.com or mypastorchat, www.mypastorchat.com. That's the easiest way to remember it. www.mypastorchat.com. Look in the right sidebar and you'll see a donate button. Click on it and then you can make a donation there using your credit card through PayPal. Or you could send a check to made out to me, to Roland Trujillo. And the address will be given at the end of the program. The announcer gives the address at the end of the program, which is coming up in about 8 minutes, 7 minutes. That would be very nice. It really, really, really would be very, very nice. Now, back to what I was talking about earlier. You see, the condition that we find ourselves in is anxiety producing in and of itself. Have you ever wondered why people get so nervous and anxious? Just giving a speech or starting something, new class or meeting new people. All of these things produce anxiety. Now, why is that? Why should that be? Why shouldn't life be just a journey of discovery where you discover many new things fearlessly? You know, like Raiders of the Lost Ark. Someone like, the main character there. He wasn't afraid of anything. Or Star Wars, you know. Well, many of us do have a spirit of discovery when we're young, but then we lose it. We have it for a while, then we lose it. Some of us never even find it. From the time we're little, we somehow have lost our center, and we're fearful and timid and worried, and we compensate. Oh yes, we compensate. We compensate with big muscles or with cleverness, or we compensate by getting lots of degrees hanging on the wall. And then we try to impress people with our degrees, with our knowledge, with our car, with our connections, whatever it is we try to impress people with. But we're just like the Wizard of Oz. When the little dog Toto pulls the curtain back, it's just a little old man there, you know, talking big, but he's just a little person. So what you need is to find real courage, real confidence, not the one you give yourself, but the one that comes naturally, by not being. See, you'll find courage when you're not anxious and fearful and worried. You'll find gracefulness and patience when you're not resentful. I'll be right back. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed today's program. Yes, please go to Christian After Dark. You'll like it. It's really cool. ChristianAfterDark.blogspot.com. ChristianAfterDark.blogspot.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for listening, and please join me again next week for this program. Until then, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.